Hello, everybody.
Great choice of music for today's podcast.
I'm telling you, I don't want anybody standing too close to me. That is for sure.
We are practicing some social distancing.
We are. We are in a camper trailer right now, kind of hiding out. We had had some plans to go camping before all of the coronavirus stuff hit, and we decided we'd go ahead and camper's a pretty place safe to be and a pretty good place to do some social distancing and quarantine ourselves. So we're still here and we have not podcasted yet. We're a day late. We're sorry about that. But we're trying off just a laptop. We may not sound as good as always. We're hoping we have good quality, but we're going to see how it goes today as we talk about some stuff that deal with marriage and being together in a house with your spouse stuck together for the next couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, it's been a little bit trying for some people, but hopefully we can give you some suggestions that maybe you haven't thought of.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some of those. Before we get there, let's talk about a few things in life that's going on with the Morgan family that I'll just update you on. We've been doing a kitchen remodel and we've made some progress. I'm anxious to show some updates when we get back to Childress, and we've got plenty of time to do some kitchen work now since we're going to be locked in a house together for a while.
Yeah, we should be able to get that project knocked out.
Yeah, it's not like you always get that kind of time, but we're going to have some time together. And in the big news, if you've been following us, we hadn't put it on Facebook, but it was on our Instagram page. If you follow us on Instagram, you know the Morgans have a colossal announcement that took place, which I have been dying to let the world know. So go ahead and tell us what that is.
Yeah, do you think we're officially old now?
I think we have to say that we are old.
Because we are finally going to be grandparents.
Finally, we got the news. We have forever been so ready to be grandparents. And we've got two kids that are married, and we've tried not to, it's kind of been a joke. I've tried not to put pressure on them, but I don't know how many times they'd say,
no.
What do you want for Christmas, Dad? And I'd be going, I'd like a grandkid, you know? And
we never pressured them. We wanted them to be good and ready, and so I think they are. They're excited.
We're looking at September for a new grandchild, first grandchild to come into this world. And I am just beyond excited.
Yeah, we're going to have lots of life changes for us because we will have an empty nest in August and then a new grandbaby in September. So this is going to be a whole new phase of life for the Morgans.
How do you decide what your grandparent name is going to be? Do you pick it or does your grandkid pick it?
Well, I think you can pick it at first, but then I think it maybe gets changed depending on how they pronounce it, or you know, sometimes they just come up with something totally new on their own. So
maybe so.
We'll see.
Because I'm thinking, you know, an opportunity to name myself a really cool name. Yeah.
I know what you
I don't want to just be grandpa. I mean, anybody's grandpa. I mean, I want to be something cool like Big Daddy or Wolverine, or I mean, there's a lot of names out there that you could come up with that would be really, really cool for your grandkids to call you. Super Daddy or I don't know, but it's fun just thinking about
it. It'll be interesting.
Well, some life changes. Let's talk about this. Many of you are locked in your home or have locked yourself in your home. You've quarantined yourself. We're in for some changes for a few weeks. Hopefully it's a few weeks and not a few months. We don't know what's going to happen, but we as people of faith or trust in God is going to take care of things, and that God's got a plan for this, and that even in bad times, God can make good things come from this. And so that's kind of where we are believing in things, and we're looking for some good things even in bad situations. We probably are looking at rescheduling some workshops coming up. Those are not important now compared to life and health and people not being sick. And so we're more than happy to reschedule stuff and put things off, and we'll keep people informed of what we've got going on. But the most important thing is that these times can be a little bit spooky just because it's unknown. But we know who's in charge, and we're just going to trust God for that. And I read this morning, kind of the direction we're going today, read this morning, where after China had their quarantine where they forced husbands and wives to kind of stay in a home together, that there was a little bit of a spike in the divorce rate.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. And I can see where some troubled marriages, they might kind of make things worse being at one another's throat or something. But we don't want that to happen with anybody, and especially folks that follow us on Facebook. We want you to try to use this time. If you're locked in a house with your spouse, are going to have more time with your spouse, especially if this is kind of a new thing for you guys where you're not spending all of your time together. It's going to be really important that y'all kind of follow some rules and we do some things right so that we're not trying to choke each other by the time this thing is over.
Yes, very important.
You and I spend a lot of time together. We work together. We do workshops together. We just spend lots of time together. Yes. And even us at times, we love our time together, but even us at times need time alone and need time, a break from each other and things like that. And so there's going to be some stressors in this, and we're going to have to talk about some of these things a little bit today. And that's kind of what the plan is today. We're going to have to learn to accept that the new norm amidst this virus is that we're kind of in a home together and we're stuck together for a while. We're going to self-quarantine together. And so we're going to get to spend some time together. So what are some things that we can do? What are some things married people, married couples do? We actually threw some things out on our Facebook and our Instagram page asking what would you do with your spouse if you were quarantined together. And we got back some fantastic ideas. And we're going to talk about some of those today.
Things that people have actually been doing that, you know, they've been saying, we've been doing this or that. And so, yeah, we want to share a few of those ideas that we thought were pretty great.
We love it. Now, of course, married couples, probably the main thing everybody talked about was, man, what a great opportunity to have more intimacy or romance or flirting with your spouse. Because sometimes we're people that, we'll admit it, we're people that sometimes you go, when talking about your sex life or your intimacy, you know, we're just real busy and we just don't have time, or we're real tired. And it's not really going to be an excuse we can use for the next few weeks.
No, exactly. And I mean, we talk about that in our workshops, how busyness can be an intimacy killer for couples, and it can be, you know, a family killer for families, just being so busy all the time. So this is almost, we talked about it a few minutes ago, this is almost a blessing in disguise, where families can just slow down and enjoy one another without all of the busyness that, you know, is normally in our schedule. We don't have our crazy work schedules. We don't have a lot of, or we don't have any sports activities, you know, we're running to, and there's not even sports on TV right now to distract us. So, I kind of like to view this as a blessing in disguise right now.
It's a good way to put it. It's almost like we're getting this is not a vacation, and don't take that wrong, but it's almost like everything's stopping, going, hey, let's, you know, sometimes with a phone or even a computer, you unplug for a while and restart and it runs better. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like the world and families and marriages are unplugging for a little while and kind of restarting. And this can be a very good thing that can come from a very bad situation.
Kind of gives us time to focus on what's really important.
Yeah, exactly. So here's some things that folks put out there and some things that we often talk about on our marriage page. We're going to talk for a second about just the romance of it and the romance side. And then we're going to talk about the fun side of things to do. But let's talk romance for a second. There's some things like taking a shower together. Try some new things sexually that you've always said, hey, this, you know, one of these days. You've got all day to spend together in a house. And so flirt, start early with foreplay and flirting together. And you've got more time for sex. And
everybody's talking about the baby boom that's coming, probably towards the end of the year, first part of next year, that we can expect an increase in births of babies, which is probably true.
That's probably right. And, you know, it's hard. We talk about sex a lot and for several reasons. One, it's time for Christian people not to be embarrassed about a beautiful gift God's given us. Two, Nobody seems to be talking about it a whole lot, and somebody needs to. And three, it is a great way to strengthen your marriage. And so many, we talked about this together, and we're actually going to talk about it in a podcast coming up, some things that we've done right and some things that we've done wrong in our marriage. And early in our marriage, we did not realize how important sexual intimacy is to strengthening our marriage. And a lot of couples miss that. It's just an amazing... intimacy is an amazing glue God has given you to reconnect with your spouse sometimes when you need to. And that's just something, you know, this is almost like you could use it as a second honeymoon and learn to relearn some things about your spouse that you could do. And so those are all things that you talk about, and we talk about them. And so I hope that you'll take time to enjoy one another sexually during this time. But there's more than that. I mean, it's also a time to get to know each other, communication and spending time together, fun stuff, some fun things that you can do.
Right. You can still have date night at home. We've talked about that before, how, you know, put the kids to bed early and spread a blanket in the floor and get out some snacks and watch a movie together. You know, things like that. Get out the old wedding videos or old wedding photos. Yeah, there's lots of fun things you can do together to have a date night at home.
It is, yeah. And of course, if you got kids and stuff, even family nights where you let everybody pick a different movie, and you're going to have a lot of time. And
oh, so, yeah. You could almost do that every night this week. Everybody, yeah. You know, each person gets to pick their favorite
favorite
snack.
Yeah.
And
if the kids go to bed and y'all have some time alone, then y'all pick your favorite movie, you know, whether it's an action movie or a romance or something along those lines. Plan some time as a couple to increase your time together without your kiddos. So find some time to spend together as husband and wife, playing some games and doing some things together. Activities that are a de-stressor. Man, if you just sit there and worry all day long and fret over stuff that you can't control, it's going to really make it harder on you during this time than if you'll just say, hey, I can't do anything. I'm doing everything I can. I can control me staying at home and removing myself from being around groups and crowds, but I can't control a virus. I can't control things in the world. And so I'm going to just focus on having a great time these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's a perfect time to just do some fun things that you don't always have time to do.
Yeah, and we've been talking about inside stuff a lot, but there's some things outside that you can do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, go for a walk. The weather is starting to get pretty where we live. We've had a lot of rain lately, and the wind is blowing crazy today, so this isn't the greatest day to be outside, but... next week's forecast looks great, and I suspect we will be taking a lot of walks.
Hold hands when you walk.
Yeah.
You know, or walking's a great time to communicate, but take the dog for a walk. But
go on a bike ride as a family, go hiking, a lot of things like that you can do outdoors.
That's right. A lot of outside stuff. Have some music going, just some time to... I don't know what your hobbies are, read or draw or paint or something like that. One of the things that somebody suggested that I love, that I would love for us to do, Miss Morgan, is we talked about this before. I would love to find some on YouTube, some dance lessons. I don't know. I don't even know what kind of dance we could do.
We can learn how to salsa.
That's it.
I've already looked that up on YouTube.
All right. You're ahead of me. Look at you.
There are tons of YouTubes on how to, all different kinds of dances, but I just think that one looks like a lot of fun.
So we're going to learn to salsa. This is not the stuff you put on chips.
No, but we could eat chips and salsa while we learn how to salsa.
Okay. Can we update them? Now, both of us are not the most coordinated people in the world.
There will be no videos of this available for you to view.
I like that idea. I think it will be fun. So we will have to find, we will update you on salsa lessons. And so, who knows, I hope this is not true. I hope this does not last long enough to where we're giving lessons to other people
I don't see that happening.
It's like Groundhog Day.
I do not see that ever happening.
Salsa, yes, that sounds like fun. So we're going to learn some new stuff together. Maybe you've been wanting to learn a language like Spanish. There's Spanish lessons. There's all kinds of stuff on YouTube videos that teach you how to do things. new recipes. If hopefully you've got some stuff stocked in your house and don't have to get out, and you can do some stuff together. Somebody suggested working out, and that would be so healthy to spend some time and, you know, clear out some furniture and work out together for a while.
You know, you said new recipes, and I have been saying for about a month now that I needed to clean out our freezer and our pantry. And so I think that this is going to be the perfect time for me to do that and to get creative with some of the things that we have in our freezer and our pantry and just maybe create some new recipes.
Well, you are a great cook, so I already look forward. Yeah. Probably I'm more excited about that than I am salsa.
I'm excited about it. I'm going to reorganize all of the freezer and pantry, and it's going to be great.
We're going to talk about reorganizing stuff in a minute, but we're not there yet because that kind of scares me as a junkie guy. But a lot of folks, maybe this is a time to do some yoga with your spouse. That sounds kind of crazy. Or Zumba. I think I'm past that. I think I would throw out my back. I don't know what Zumba is, but it scares me.
Yeah, I saw somebody posted today on Facebook a workout video that you could do with your kids. So, I mean, there's tons of things out there. At least, you know, we do still have our internet and social media. So, you know, we're not completely cut off from other people, and we can look up all different kinds of things like exercise videos and dance instructions and those kinds of things.
So. Have some fun with it. Board games, play some cards, puzzles. I was wondering, do we still have a puzzle or two in the top of our closet?
We do. Ones that we've done the past two Christmases, we could always bust those back out.
I have a hard time with puzzles, but I'd do it if
we could get us a new. We could ask somebody else to
swap puzzles.
We could swap puzzles.
Right, so, there you go. That'd be a good thing.
Somebody mentioned a board game swap here a while back. You know, they said we could just put board games out on our porches and somehow or another have a checkout system of who has what board game, and because they're getting tired of playing the same board games over and over. So. Mm-hmm.
So that'd be fun. Do any of those. We're big card players. We like hearts and rummy and things along those lines. And so we'll be playing some hearts in the evenings and things along those lines. One of the new games we found, if you've got kiddos or if you've got a big family and they all have phones, we have grown kids and all of them have phones, there's a game called Jackbox Games. You can get it either through Android or through Apple.
I would think these are maybe more appropriate for teens.
They are.
And
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes, teens and adults. Probably not
little kid games.
Appropriate for younger
kids.
They
may have those, but if you've got older kids, you pretty much play with your phone with each other on the TV screen. And I know when all our kids are home, which are adult kids, we have a good time playing.
There are some that are a little more family free. We like Drawful. It's kind of like what is that game?
Win, lose, or draw,
and it's all you do it all on your phone screen. So yeah. it's fun.
Yeah. So some other things that this is a great time to do. Remember all the times where you say, "If I just had some time, I would do that." Whether it's your clean out your closet or reorganize drawers, which just really doesn't sound like a lot of fun to me. That does to you though, doesn't it?
It does to me.
That just you're just so weird about that. Who wants to reorganize a drawer? But I need to.
When the pantry gets to where you literally don't know what's in the pantry because it's so chaotic, then it's time to reorganize it.
What would you reorganize now?
The pantry.
Pantry
That's
is on
I've
your
been
list.
Saying. Yes, okay. The pantry and the freezer, they're out of control.
Yeah.
They're out of control right now. So
we have in our kitchen remodel project, we have a junk drawer. I think everybody has a junk drawer, right?
Do, but we've done away with our
junk drawer. Yeah, what are we going to do? How do we live without a... Where does the junk go?
We
you
tore
can't throw
out,
the junk away.
We tore out a whole section of cabinets, and that's where the junk drawer was. So, yeah, we're going to have to find a new junk drawer, but I'm thinking, and I'm not sure where that's going to be yet.
Yeah.
We'll have to find one.
Do a home project. Paint the kitchen, paint a bedroom, finish working on your kitchen. Something along those lines. If that's something that you can do, this is a great time to do it. Read a book. Hopefully you've got some books sitting around that you could read that you haven't read yet, or read one you've already read. One that's really neat. One of the things, we'll throw this at you. If you have purchased our book and you have not read it, this is a great time to do it. And even better yet, read it with your spouse. Just get up each morning. There's, what is it? 10 chapters?
10 chapters.
Mm-hmm. Get up each morning and go, "I've read my chapter for the day." You have it done in 10 days. And then let your spouse read a chapter a day and go through there. And what a great time to strengthen your marriage. to read that book together. 10 Ways to a Stronger Marriage. Cook together. Take turns cooking. We have not started yet, but on my list of to-dos that I would like to do is find us something to read in our Bibles together, whether that's Proverbs or Psalms or something during this time, to where we're reading kind of the same thing and we can go, what'd you think of this? I think that would be good. Binge watch some TV shows or movies. These are all good. If you've got Legos, yeah, I think it'd be fun to drag out the Legos. We had four boys. We still got a bunch of Legos
goodness.
Under the
we
bed.
We have got a massive tub of Legos under the under one of the beds that's just full of Legos.
We just need to have a Lego build-off. And with Coop Home, he yeah, we got
an
18-year-old.
Well, he would win.
He would be able to outbuild us,
yes.
But I think I could take you. Maybe we need to...
You could take me.
Let's build some Legos, and we'll take pictures, put them online, and have folks vote.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
yeah, y'all's is going to be far superior to mine.
Okay, and then we'll have some reorganizing of our drawers,
okay,
and we'll take
see.
Pictures, and we'll have folks vote.
Who wins that contest, yeah.
I'm out. I give up already.
You know, I asked Cooper here a while back. We had a giveaway for a church giveaway around Christmas time. I said, Coop, we got to clean out your closet. Let's get rid of some of these clothes. I know you only wear like a fourth of them. And he's like, Mom, I'm going away to college. And basically what I take with me is what I want. And then everything I'll leave, you can just get rid of it then. So that's how he's going to clean out his closet.
I can see him doing that. That's an 18-year-old
yeah,
for you.
Right.
One of our favorite comments that came on both Instagram and Facebook, and I guess she follows us on both, and we just thought it was fantastic, was she said that she and her husband had gone to the store and bought their favorite cereal that they had eaten as kids. And got up one morning, stayed in their pajamas until noon, ate their favorite cereal, and watched cartoons together.
That sounds like a lot of fun. We got to do that.
How cool is that?
So
let me just say, well done on that right there. Well done.
What cereals do you remember eating as a kid?
That's a good question.
Did you get to eat a lot of box cereals?
No.
Y'all were a big family.
I came from a big family that was not, I'm not going to say we were poor, but we were pretty poor.
Well, you were a family of nine on one salary.
Yeah. And so we ate lots of the unknown, unnamed brand cereals.
Right.
Your shredded wheat, whatever was cheapest, it was what my mom and dad bought, and
yeah.
You ate it.
You didn't have a big variety.
You ate it and you liked it, whether you liked it or not. But, we didn't have a lot of, but as we grew up and times got better and even later, you know, I remember things like, boy, if we ever got something like Lucky Charms, they'd be gone in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
That was just like
Well, I don't even
amazing.
Think one box of Lucky Charms could feed seven
a family
kids.
Of
no,
nine.
I don't even think it would go that far.
But I think it'd be fun to do it. What do you remember cereals that you grew up?
I remember eating a lot of Fruit Loops and Rice Krispies. For some reason, I remember eating a lot of Rice Krispies. Those are not probably one of the things I would say would be my favorite now, but...
I think I remember the Snap, Crackle, and Pop and Rice Krispies. They must have been cheap. Kind of like dirt.
Probably. But yeah, I ate Rice Krispies and Cocoa Pebbles. I can remember eating lots of Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about cartoons? What did you watch?
Okay, now we watch cartoons.
Yes.
Bugs Bunny.
Oh, of course we watch so many Looney Tunes. All the Looney Tunes.
So many Bugs Bunny. Roadrunner, Coyote. I got up every Saturday morning thinking this was the week that the Coyote was going to catch the Roadrunner.
Never happened.
Never really caught on till later in life that it wasn't ever going to happen. But every week I'd get up going, oh no, he's going to get him this week.
What about the Flintstones? Did you ever watch
that
one?
I did. I watched some of it.
I liked the Flintstones.
Flintstones were good. The Jetsons and some of those.
Yeah, the Scooby-Doo. Of course, loved Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, we're going to have to pick out some cartoons. I bet whether it's YouTube or someplace we can find those cartoons, I will bet you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll bet you that if we watch them, we'll probably go, wow, cartoons have changed a lot. Since we were kids. So I'm curious to see how things have changed. They were pretty violent.
They were. Looney Tunes were very violent.
Yeah.
They were.
How did we even survive, you know?
Probably not very politically correct, either.
That's probably right. We're not going to get off on that, all right? So anyway, those are fun things. Now let's do a couple of more items and then we'll close this out. There are some times that you're just gonna think, man, I am locked in this house and I need to breathe and I need a break from kids or I need a break from my spouse. And I think time out is gonna be important that you have to respect others' individual space. A time where, you know, I can go hang out in the garage or in the backyard or do something mm-hmm. to where I just think that's healthy that you have some time to do your own thing without, you know, having to do something together 24/7.
Right.
And yeah. That doesn't mean we don't want to hang out. That just means that there's probably going to be times where I just need to go put on some headphones and mow the grass.
Yeah. I may say I'm going to my bedroom. I'm going to read for a while. Of course, teenagers, I mean, they're good at social distancing. They practice this all the time. They're pretty good at going in the room and doing their own thing.
Yeah. If you're an introvert, this is good for you.
Yes.
I'm an extrovert. Check on me in a couple of weeks and make sure I'm not.
Yeah, extroverts are not okay right now.
Introverts, I am struggling.
This is like, yeah.
Yeah, I am struggling. So, exactly. It's important that during this time this is a new thing for a lot of people, and all of a sudden you're home together and sharing cooking duties
take turns. I did lunch, it's your turn to do supper. You know, if you don't want to do it all together as a family, just kind of divide and conquer. This is a great time to teach your kids how to do laundry if you haven't taught them how to do that yet. Thinking that might be one thing we tackle, you know. I've always kind of spoiled my boys, and I kind of like to do laundry. I'm weird that way. There's things...
I'm not grabbing.
There are things, you know, dusting. I hate to dust. Laundry is something I don't have never minded doing, so I always just kind of did it. And then when it was time for the boys to go off to school, it's like, oh, I need to teach them how to do laundry. I've spoiled them all these years, so... I think Cooper may be getting some lessons on how to do laundry here pretty quick.
Yeah, and it's all right to spoil in different things. There's certain things I like to do. I love mowing the grass, and so it's always kind of like I'd let my kids, but it's like I'd rather do it just because I enjoy getting outside and doing things like that.
Yeah, divide up those household chores, give the kids chores, teach them how to do things they haven't learned how to do yet. This is a great time for that.
Don't let one spouse carry all the burden of the household chores.
Yeah,
keep things clean and picked up. That's going to drive you nuts, you know. And so try to make your living area and your home area a place that there's not 500 things laying in the floor. And that'll just kind of, you know. Another thing is, you know, try to... That was loud. Another thing is try to have the best positive patient. Be patient with your spouse. Don't notice all the things that drives you crazy at this time. Try to focus on what they do well.
It's easy to get on each other's nerves when you're together 24/7. So yeah, you're just gonna have to practice some extra patience and may have to just keep your mouth shut sometimes and not, like I say, you don't have to say everything that you're thinking. Keep some of that to yourself.
Yeah. Be careful not to blame or gripe at each other too much. Be careful about verbal attacks. Your spouse may be really worried or concerned about what's going on right now, and you be thoughtful of your spouse's feelings. That's important. And at the same time, don't constantly engage in things that are sensitive or issues you're dealing with or things going around you, things that's going to make an argument. Doesn't mean you can't talk about some serious stuff, but don't just spend all your time talking about things that aren't working real well at that time. Spend some time having fun.
Fun is good, yes.
So as we kind of sum up all the things we said, we want to say on behalf of the Morgans to hang in there. We're hoping things blow over pretty quick. As a people, I think we've got this. I think we'll be all right. I've loved watching social media and how people are reaching out to help one another, offering to buy groceries, offering to help out. I had a little family today that their washer and their dryer both went out. And they asked me if I knew of anyone that had any, and I didn't at the time, and I just threw something out to some folks on Facebook and said, I need a washer and dryer for a little family. They don't need to go to a public place to wash all the time and, mm-hmm. and during this time. And somebody said, I got some in storage and they're welcome to have them.
That's awesome.
And so, yeah, people are stepping up and being good neighbors. And that's what all this is about at this time. You said it earlier, this is a good time to slow down and reconnect. Hopefully there are going to be some good things that come from the bad that's going on around us right now.
I think there will be.
So
there will be. Yeah, it's kind of a blessing in disguise.
Enjoy some time together. So as we close today, I'd like to say a prayer for all of us and pray for all the folks that are listening today and the marriages. And so if this is a good time, and then we'll close out with some music and call it a podcast.
I think that sounds
and
great.
Then next week we'll pick back up with some fun stuff from we were doing a part two last week.
Yeah, we talked last week. We talked about things that wives say and what they really mean. So we were going to do the husbands this week, but we decided to go ahead and do this. Next week we'll pick up with things husbands say and what they really mean.
That's it. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Right. Father, we just thank you for our day today that we can find a time like this to reconnect. We pray good things come from some bad circumstances. We pray for protection for our health, safety. We pray for people to have common sense and to be good neighbors. Bless all those, Father, who are sick, who are struggling, and bless our marriages. We thank you, Father, for being so good to us. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And I think I got a song. Let's see. We did Don't Stand Too Close to Me Going In, and we thought that one was pretty good. And I'm trying to think. Here's a good one we'll close out with, another social distancing song. See y'all next week.
Bye, everyone.
Oh, and it's not going to work. We were going to try some Don't Touch This by MC Hammer, but there we go.
Can't touch this.
See you guys.
Have a good week.